com. What is up? Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That's why we're here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 26 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity and psoriasis and eczema and rosacea, acne, digestive ailments of all kinds, autoimmune issues, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Business as usual for the human body, because the human biological system is a healing system. It's a regenerating system, a renewing system that is designed on a divine basis to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment, minute-by-minute, day-by-day basis. And while some folks may say that's a miracle, this renewing system is really just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, you want to get off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we can help you. We welcome your phone calls on The Bright Side at 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. Get on board early. The phone lines fill up quickly, and it's first come, first serve. 855-660-4261. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, the ones I take and the ones I recommend, head over to my website, brightsideben.com. Take a look at our shopping cart. We have all the longevity products up there, including my personal favorite, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine Multivitamin Mineral Complex Powder. You add a little bit to water, sip on it all day long. It's a great way to get your vitamins, fatty vitamins A, D, E, K, in the water-soluble form. These fatty vitamins are typically a little difficult for the body to handle, for the body to absorb, but in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, you get them in a water-soluble, easy-to-absorb format. Vitamin C, the B complex, iron, calcium. It's got fruit and vegetable powders. It's got amino acids, minerals. This stuff is loaded with nutrition. It's around $50 a canister, and most folks will notice results within one or two doses. You can find out all about it at brightsideben.com. You'll also find a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start a longevity business and help spread the word about the power and importance of a nutritional supplement program. Of course, you can always call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. For you guys with an Android phone, you can also get a Bright Side app now. Just go to your app store and click on or look for The Bright Side, and you can carry The Bright Side with you on your telephone and listen in your car, listen while you're walking around. And you can also head over to my blog, pharmacistben.com. We've got a couple new posts up there, and we're going to be posting, hopefully somewhat regularly, pharmacistben.com. And I'd love to have you as a follower at pharmacistben.com. And for you guys with an Android phone, make sure you check out the Bright Side app. All right. So, last time we spoke, we were talking about osteoporosis. We said that osteoporosis is a manifestation of a body in breakdown mode. The body's either in breakdown mode or it's in build-up mode, one or the other. Nothing neutral about the human body. It's either breaking down or building up, at least in a net sense. Just like in your business is either net in the red or net in the black. Your body is either net in the red or net in the black. If it's net in the red, it's breaking down more than it's building up. Not good. That's what happens as we get older. If it's net in the black, that means it's building up more than it's breaking down. That's very good. That's like your little kid. That's like your five-year-old kid. You know how we're all fascinated with little kids? We just look at them. If you have a little kid, you just stare at your kid and you can't believe how much energy he's got. He's bouncing off the walls and he's not depressed, that's for sure. And doesn't have osteoporosis, that's for sure. And he doesn't have any degenerative diseases, that's for sure, because he's net building up. Health, wellness is a build-up It's a build-up phenomena. It's a net-in-the-black phenomena. Osteoporosis, likewise, is a degenerative phenomenon. Osteoporosis is not a curse or an inevitable sign of doom. It's as reversible as any other degenerative condition. Yes, without a doubt, degenerative disease is not good, and it represents a road to an early demise. But like any road, you can take it in two directions. If you are on the degenerative disease highway, the road to degeneration, you can do a U-turn to regeneration, and that is nobody's business but yours. It's not your doctor's business. It's not your insurance company's business. It's not your pharmacist's business. It's not a medical issue. If you're dealing with a degenerative disease like osteoporosis, it is not a medical issue. I don't know how many different ways I can say this. Yes, your doctor's going to steal the right to take care of your body because he makes money on it. Do you really want to be an ATM machine for the medical model? I do not think so. Osteoporosis is not a medical issue. They will tell you it is. They will scream like a stuck pig when you tell them you're taking your health concerns back in your own hands. Oh, what medical school did you go to? And if anyone tries to convince you that you need Fosamax or you need Actonel or you need any other osteoporosis drug, you can refuse. Taking a drug to deal with osteoporosis is like taking a drug to build muscles. And you go ask any bodybuilder, anybody at the gym, anybody who's working out, any athlete, oh, is there a prescription drug you can take to build muscle? Of course not. Have you ever heard of a strong pill that's going to make you strong and powerful, a muscle pill that'll build muscles? No, there isn't one, and there can't be. That's why drugs are called pharmaceuticals, because they're poisons. Pharma means poison. Poisons don't build things, they kill things. How in the name of God did we get convinced that we can get healthy and strong on any level, including bone, by taking poison drugs? As far as osteoporosis is concerned, only the most ignorant, dyed-in-the-wool, hardcore, Kool-Aid-drinking proponent of the medical model can think that playing around with the calcium and phosphate chemistry of the body is a good idea for addressing what is basically a degenerative breakdown disease caused by, unfortunately, poor lifestyle choices. At the risk of being the bearer of bad news, osteoporosis, friends, is the manifestation of a long-term lifetime of bad living, of bad choices, and that's pretty much it. I know it's not politically correct to say we are responsible for our breakdowns, but I can't lie to you. I wish I could tell you, oh, just take calcium. Just take this pill. Just take this supplement. Just take this medicine and your osteoporosis will go away, but that's not honest. That's not fair. And it's not necessary. The unfortunate truth is, it's simply the body, osteoporosis is simply the body breaking down. And it's 100.00% not a drug issue. The medical model will tell you it is. It has an incentive to medicalize. That's how it survives. That's how doctors make a living, by presenting or framing your problem, your degenerative problem, as a medical problem. And these days, women who feel fine and who aren't dumb enough to fall for this osteoporosis is a disease trap, now women are being told they have osteoporosis light, osteoporosis junior. It's called osteopenia. And like osteoporosis, it is not a disease. You don't need Fosamax for osteopenia. It's just simply the body breaking down. It's not as severe as osteoporosis. It's osteoporosis light. If your doctor is pushing you to take Fosamax or something similar, you may want to enlighten him by letting him know that bisphosphonate drugs, toxic as they are, do not build bone. Bisphosphonate drugs do not strengthen bone. They do not encourage the production of healthy bone. They simply poison the body's remodeling system. They keep the body from breaking down old bone so that new bone can replace it. And oh, by the way, that's how estrogen works. So if your doctor told you, oh, you need estrogen to build strong bones, you may want to enlighten your doctor and tell him, no, doctor, estrogen does not build bone. Estrogen simply keeps the old bone from breaking down, much like Fosamax. And by the way, Fosamax and estrogen, because they stop the remodeling process, because they stop the body from breaking down bone, they actually weaken your bones, and that's where bisphosphonate fractures come from. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You are listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. Got more good stuff to tell you. When I come back, I'll tell you how you really can deal with osteoporosis drug-free. We're coming back right after this. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you guys catch the Rolling Stones? They actually did a gig in Hollywood, and Mick Jagger is 7 years old, and I'm watching this thing on YouTube, and you know what? There's no way this guy's got osteoporosis, because he's working out, because he's moving his muscles, because he's moving his bones. If your doctor is telling you to take Fosamax to build your bones, geez Louise, Fosamax is one of the most It's one of the nastiest drugs in the pharmacy, and that's saying something, folks. Fosamax, Actonel, these bisphosphonates, they are nasty drugs, number one. Number two, they do nothing but nothing to strengthen bone. And number three, they can actually weaken bone. By blocking the remodeling process, by blocking the body's ability to degrade old bone and build new bone, Fosamax and drugs like Fosamax, the bisphosphonate class of drugs, can actually weaken bone. If you have osteoporosis, if you have any degenerative disease, there's lots you can do, lots, without drugs. Without doctors, without pharmacies, without insurance companies, without waiting in line, without side effects, without toxicities. For one thing, correct digestive issues, correct malabsorption issues. You can't absorb calcium if you got a gallbladder problem. You can't absorb zinc if you have a gallbladder problem. You can't absorb vitamin A without a gallbladder, or if you have a gallbladder issue, or if you have a liver issue, or if you have an intestinal issue. Correct digestive issues. I know I sound like a broken record. I don't mean to, but I can't lie to you folks. If you have a degenerative disease, job number one is to focus on the digestive system. That means probiotics. Get on the nightly essence. That means eliminating crappy foods. That means eating less foods, reducing your calories. It's one of the all-time great bodybuilder secrets. Reduce your caloric intake. Go a day without eating food. Practice intermittent fasting. Stay away from foods that trigger digestive symptoms. Eat more protein, especially whey protein, and don't pay any attention to somebody who tells you that eating more protein can weaken your bones. There's some silly rumor out there that eating protein can cause your body to leak out calcium, and while certain proteins, certain foods may do that, it's not all protein foods, and it's most definitely not whey protein. Whey protein is a wonderful, wonderful bone-building food. Stay away from foods that make you feel bloated or make you feel gassy. Fructose is an especially bad problem when it comes to bone health. Eat more eggs. Eggs and whey contain youth factors, building factors, growth factors, including the yolk, by the way, when you're eating your eggs. Nothing comes close to whey and eggs when it comes to total building food value. And there's no greater enemy to the bone than sugar, whether it's sugar straight as a sweetener, and that includes fructose, or whether it's sugar in its more disguised form like bread and cereals and pasta and snack bars and processed foods of all kinds. And I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but osteoporosis in many ways is an eating disease. It's a food issue. Processed foods, which comprise 90%, according to the book Foodopoly, of the American diet, are death foods. Processed foods are aging foods. Processed foods are degenerating foods. Processed foods are really anti-foods. They're lifeless, mummified, zombie foods that have been animated, brought to life like Mary Shelley's monster, with artificial chemicals and sugar and salt and fat, which act to artificially vivify foods. They're frankenfoods. And refined sugar and high fructose corn syrup, they might as well be bone-dissolving acid. We all want to know what supplements to take, but we're not willing to give up the pasta or the ice cream or the french fries or whatever it is that is not only messing up our digestive health, but maximizing inflammation. And inflammation, now that will really cause osteoporosis. And again, I'm talking micro-inflammation, the kind of inflammation that occurs at the microscopic level of a cell. True, there are supplements that are important, but osteoporosis is an inflammatory disease like all degenerative disease. Osteoporosis and breakdown disease are the result of long-term inflammation at the cellular level, at the microscopic cellular level. Inflammation means toxification. Inflammation means starvation. Inflammation means suffocation of a cell. And there is no way cells can be healthy under those kinds of conditions. Osteoporosis is Alzheimer's disease of the bone. It's the same thing. Just substitute bone for brain cells. Osteoporosis is arthritis of the bones. Just substitute cartilage-making cells for bone-making cells. If you have osteoporosis, if you have osteopenia, or if you just want to have strong, healthy bones at any age, number one, get out there and exercise. It doesn't take a lot. Walk up the stairs once a day. Walk up two or three flights of stairs once a day and take days off. It's not that hard to exercise. It's 5 or 10 minutes a day. And it doesn't matter how sick you are. Even if you're in a wheelchair, you can still do some kind of exercise. and change the foods you eat and focus on proteins, especially cartilage proteins, whey protein, and egg protein, and use polysaccharides. Use long-chain sugars. These are wonderfully bone-building. If I had osteoporosis, I would be using polysaccharides every day, complex sugars, these substances that are found in the Z-radical, in aloe, in noni. The Z-radical can be a wonderful bone building tool, as can noni juice and aloe and veggies. Don't forget, vegetables are a wonderful source of polysaccharides, long-term, long-chain sugars that stimulate the growth of tissue, including bone tissue. And by the way, if you have osteoporosis, that means that you're probably breaking down in other areas too. Collagen and osteoporosis, collagen in bone that breaks down when you have osteoporosis also breaks down in your skin. So folks who are dealing with osteoporosis are at higher risk for wrinkles. Collagen helps your internal organs hang correctly. So folks who are dealing with osteoporosis are also at risk for prolapse, prolapse bladders, and prolapse uteruses, whatever the word is. Use gelatin. Use the glucogel caps. Make sure you're getting minerals, not just calcium. We all hear about calcium, but you know what? Magnesium is just as important, maybe even more important than calcium for the bones. So is zinc. So is strontium. So is phosphorus. Osteoporosis and osteopenia and weak bones, despite what we hear on the radio and TV and from your doctor and even alternative healthcare practitioners, is much, much more than a calcium deficiency. We get plenty of calcium in this country. There's no shortage of calcium in foods in the United States, yet 40 million or nearly 40 million Americans are dealing with osteoporosis or some kind of bone porosity health issue. If you have osteoporosis, in my opinion, my humble opinion, you are crazy if you're not using 50 milligrams a day of zinc picolinate every day with 2 to 4 milligrams of copper and using vitamin A. Vitamin A is very, very important, not just for the bones, but also important for zinc. Folks who are dealing with zinc deficiency are typically also dealing with vitamin A deficiency. 20,000 IU of vitamin A, and it's especially important if you have absorption issues because vitamin A is a little bit tricky for the body to absorb, as is zinc for that matter. And don't forget vitamin C, which may be the all-time most important vitamin, most important nutritional supplement for dealing with osteoporosis or degenerating bone. Vitamin C deficiency will literally cause your bones to dissolve. Scurvy, which is a disease that we hardly ever see, although we may see subclinical scurvy, but full-blown frank scurvy hardly ever occurs. But scurvy is a disease where the body literally dissolves. The collagen, which makes up nearly 30% of your bone, literally dissolves. And you don't have to have full-blown frank scurvy to be dealing with a subclinical vitamin C deficiency that's affecting your bones. And by the way, progesterone is way more important for bone health, for really building bone, than estrogen. If I had osteoporosis, I would make darn sure I was using progesterone cream on a daily basis. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. Got a couple more things that we want to say about osteoporosis. We'll do that when we come back from our break. 855-660-4261 is our number. We'll be back right after this.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Hi, this is Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm MZ Michael Zwirling, owner of KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and you bet I'll be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry guy makes and match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food
food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And a taste absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. Freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back to The Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben here. We are here for you 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, 5 days a week and 24-7 on the archive page, brightsideben.com, or at benfuchsarchives.com. You can also check out my blog, pharmacistben.com, or if you want to carry The Bright Side with you on your Android phone, we now have an app. Just check your store for The Bright Side. Thank you, Ted Anderson. Appreciate that. Ted from GCN set that up. We don't have anything for the iPhone yet, but hopefully, at least according to Ted, hopefully that's on the way. Okay, our number, 855-660-4261. We do have a line. We do have two lines open for you. And it's first come, first serve. We'll get your calls here in just a sec. A couple more things. Well, you know what? We'll continue talking about this on tomorrow on osteoporosis. I'll tell you about another strategy you can use for building bone, a fun strategy, an enjoyable strategy. And it's something that we're told we're not supposed to do. You guys probably know what I'm going to be, what I'm talking about, those of you who listen to The Bright Side. We'll tell you about that tomorrow, and we'll also tell you about an interesting relationship between the skin and osteoporosis, and also about acid-base balance and osteoporosis. Now, we'll do that tomorrow on The Bright Side as we continue talking about the electrical energy of health and osteoporosis and degenerative disease. All right, 855-660-4261, Emily in Canada. What is going on? Welcome to The Bright Side.
Ben, this is not Emily. I'm Annalise. I know you.
Oh, Annalise.
That's all right. It's not an easy name to hear through the phone.
Are you in Canada?
No. I'm in California.
Oh, California. We have to get my my producer to stop drinking in the morning.
No.
Johnny, what are you doing over there?
I'm in SoCal. What? I'm sorry?
He said it was Emily from Canada.
Oh,
he drinks. He drinks a lot. So
hope it's water and with lemon juice. And maybe
it's fire water. Fire water, yes.
Well, what kind is that? I hope not. I hope it's not what the euphemism of fire water is.
No, I'm teasing. He doesn't.
I know. I'm playing on your words.
What's going on, Annalise?
Okay, I've had a bronchial condition. You probably hear it a bit in my voice as I talk.
Yes,
but
I do.
I can't seem to get over it. It keeps coming back. I tried to audition for the Metropolitan Frog Pond operatic spring concert, but you know what?
They wanted you to be a frog?
Well, you know, that's in case I want to croak along instead of sing along. But, you know, actually I sound well enough that they don't want me. I failed my audition. But I really don't want to go down under within the mud and muck. That's just not quite my style. But
no, but if you did win that contest, you would be the most beautiful frog I've ever seen.
Thanks.
Annalise. That is true.
Thank you.
What's cooking? How can we help you?
Okay, now I have a condition that's bronchial condition, Ben, and I'm really grateful you're on the phone. And I don't know how to seemingly get over it. I wake up and I am just coughing with this really deep, deep, deep continuous cough. And I hear people all over the nation doing it because I talk to people across the United States. I can hear it as soon as they start talking to me that they have this bronchial condition. And I ask them, they say yes, and they can't get over it. And people who deal in health that have been in the hospital with walking pneumonia three times, healthy people, young people.
I don't know what's going on. I don't know what you're talking about. What are you referring? No, I'm just kidding. Here's the deal, Annalise. Here's the deal.
Yeah,
typically, when you have a bronchial, something that's a bronchial issue, you've got some kind of irritation or inflammation in the bronchi. Whenever I hear whenever I think of irritation or inflammation, I'm thinking about the inside first. Now, with the lungs, you have it's a little bit different because the lungs interface with the outside environment. So there could always be a pollen issue or some kind of irritant in the air, mold, something like that. And I know you're out in Santa Cruz and they do have, there's a big, big problem with mold in Santa Cruz because of the humidity. So I'm going to assume if it is mold and it is some kind of something pollen or something in the environment, it's not really a degenerative issue or it's not something that you can take care of necessarily with nutrition, although you might be able to do a few things. I'm going to consider it to be something that's happening from the inside out rather than the outside in. In which case, number one, you want to make sure that nothing's getting into your system through foods that is causing inflammation, and that's always the first thing you want to do. So, believe it or not, even though it seems like it's not connected to the digestive system, the first thing you want to do is see if you can find, it's in your interest to find, some kind of digestive involvement. And that'll give you a place to work. It's not like it's always going to be digestive, although in the vast majority of cases it is. It's just that it's in your interest to find some kind of digestive symptom that you can work with. It's in your interest to find these things, number one, because you want to work on your digestive system, but number two, it may help reduce inflammation. So that's number one. And then use probiotics as well as digestive enzymes. Digestive enzymes can give you a couple of benefits. They'll help you with your food and with your digestion, but they're also anti-inflammatory. They'll also reduce the inflammation that's causing the bronchitis or the cough. Were you going to say something?
I tried to, but I said, you know, I do all these things.
Well, hang on. I'm not interested in what you're doing. I'm interested in what you're not doing.
These are not things. I don't do things that cause for inflammation. And I'm really, as you know, aware of health. But I don't know how to get rid of this.
All right. Well, let me finish up here, sweetheart.
I'm waiting to listen.
Let me finish up here, okay? Now, A second thing you want to do, in addition to looking for digestive symptoms, is you want to look for other symptoms. You want to put a whole picture together. I call it triangulation. And that means you want to find multiple points of breakdown. So if you say, well, I got a cough, or I got a joint problem, or I got osteoporosis, you got to recognize that these things typically do not occur in a vacuum. They occur in a context of breakdown. Now, if you say, well, I have Zippo, nothing, I've checked, I'm absolutely 100% healthy and strong, and I just have a cough, then I'll tell you, well, maybe you're breathing in something wrong. But if you say, well, you know what, I also have this unexplained skin rash, or I also feel tired, or I also have high blood pressure, then we can start to put an entire picture together. Does that make sense? Annalie, we want to paint an entire picture. If I show you one piece of a jigsaw puzzle, or one part of a jigsaw puzzle, and then I tell you to build a jigsaw puzzle, it's going to be much more difficult than if I give you multiple points or multiple pieces. It becomes much easier to build an entire picture. So it's in your interest to find multiple symptoms. It's very rare that you're going to have some kind of health condition that does not have two or three or four points of disease or points of breakdown, and then we can form an entire picture of what's going on in the body. Now, you're telling me that you just have the cough, so I'm just going to put together a picture for your. From my point of view and see what you think about it. Number one, digestive. Number two, use digestive supplements. Number three, vitamin C is probably the single most important nutrient you can ever take for coughs, for inflammation, and for the respiratory system. And I would be using high doses of vitamin C. And by high doses, I'm talking 5 to 10 grams a day. The typical, the recommended daily allowance of vitamin C is 100 milligrams. So I'm talking about a significantly higher dose than the recommended daily allowance. Vitamin E is also extremely important for lung health. And everything I'm talking about, guys, and Annalie, this is very important for smokers as well, because smoking obviously can create some serious irritation in the lungs. So vitamin C, vitamin E, 400 international units a day. There's a supplement which I love called N-acetylcysteine. Some people call it NAC, N-A-C. NAC is like a panacea for the lungs. In fact, there's a prescription drug called Mucomist, which is nothing more than the same N-acetylcysteine in a spray that you can buy at a health food store. I'd be using 400 to 1,000 milligrams of NAC a day. NAC is great for hangovers. NAC is great to prevent hangovers. NAC is great for the liver. NAC is emergency room medicine for the liver. A couple more things I want to tell you about, Annalie, so hang on. Don't go away. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're coming back on the bright side. Our number 855-660-4261. Got more good stuff for you right after this. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So go to beyoungagain.com for a free copy of my jaw-dropping lecture. It may shock you, but it could save your life. So go to beyoungagain.com. Again, that's to beyoungagain.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back on the bright side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Annalise, got a whole bunch of people I need to talk to here, so I'm going to go real quickly with you, okay?
Sure.
In addition to all the things we talked about before we went to break, vitamin C, vitamin E, and acetylcysteine, you want to be very careful with food allergens, which can trigger shortness of breath or asthma, soy, eggs, dairy, that kind of thing. Again, you want to be able to find multiple symptoms so that you can form an entire picture of what's happening in your body. Excitotoxins are a big, big problem when it comes to shortness of breath and asthma issues. Excitotoxins are in all kinds of processed foods. Again, make this food connection. See if you can link your symptoms up to specific foods. MSG. Dr. Blaylock talks about, Russell Blaylock talks a lot about MSG and asthma. If you suspect you may have excitotoxin issues, use GABA, use glycine, use vitamin A, all of which can have some protective benefits against excitotoxicity. Vitamin A, by the way, is also very important for lung health. I'd be using 20,000 international units of vitamin A. So many ways you could go here. One really interesting supplement for asthma and problems breathing and bronchitis is choline. And we talked about phosphatidylcholine, lecithin, a couple days ago. We'll continue talking about it, actually, for the next few days. But choline is a B vitamin-like substance which has got some wonderful, wonderful benefits, especially for the liver, especially for the brain, and as it turns out, also for asthma and shortness of breath issues. And one last thing is something called glutathione, which if you're a regular listener to The Bright Side, you know I absolutely love this stuff. You can actually, folks who have asthma and who use a nebulizer can actually put glutathione right in the nebulizer and breathe it in. But you don't necessarily need to use a nebulizer or inhale your glutathione. You can't really get glutathione by itself because the body will break it down, but you can sure take the building blocks of glutathione, which are the amino acids, glutamine, cysteine, which you'll get in NAC, and glycine. So many ways you could go, Annalise, and I appreciate your call very much, Annalise, from Santa Cruz.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. God bless. Okay, moving on, let's go to Wes in Idaho. What's up, Wes? How you doing, buddy?
Pharmacist Ben, the thymus gland, I'm told
yes.
It's the master immune system
absolutely.
Gland. So if it's haywire, couldn't it be the cause of autoimmune disease?
Yes.
How do I support it? I've been told
sure.
bovine glandular.
Sure. glandulars will help. I'm not going to tell you the thymus is the cause of autoimmune disease, but it's because it is your one of the major immune system glands structures. There may be an involvement in autoimmunity. The thymus is biggest when we're babies, when we're young, and it shrinks as we get older. It atrophies as we get older, and there's a lot of folks who feel like it's possible that the one of the ways that we age, and one of the reasons why we get sicker as we get older, is because of a thymus gland breakdown. And probably one of the best ways, as you alluded to, one of the best ways to make sure that your thymus is working, at least from a supplemental fashion, is to take glandulars. And we haven't talked a lot about glandular substances. There's a company here in Colorado called Standard Process, which uses a lot of glandulars. And yes, you can indeed use thymus glandular supplements to help build your thymus. Breathing is one of the all-time great ways to build your thymus, and using immune-building nutrients like vitamin C and vitamin E, the previously mentioned N-acetylcysteine, those can all have benefits for the thymus. And probably, or at least one of the most important nutrients for the thymus, is going to be iodine. We talk a lot about iodine for the thyroid, but what a lot of people don't realize is that the thymus, which is part of your lymphatic system, the thymus is very, very dependent on iodine for health. So is the pancreas, so are the adrenals. All the glands in the body are dependent on iodine. So I've been using 12.5 milligrams of iodorol. And then there's a lot of nice literature on colostrum. One of these days I'm going to spend an entire program talking about colostrum, the first milk, as they call it. Colostrum can also be helpful for building the thymus gland. Mike Adams writes about this in Natural News, building and supporting thymus health using colostrum. A lot of benefits that you can get from colostrum. Thank you so much for calling, Wes. Appreciate it. Moving on. Let's go to Charlie in Kentucky. What's up, Charlie?
Hey, Mr. Fuchs. How you doing, sir?
Greetings. What's cooking?
Well, I've got a friend. She has either eczema or psoriasis. I'm not sure which. She has plaque on her skin.
Psoriasis, sounds like.
Yeah, and then she has had her gallbladder removed, and she's had a large part of her stomach removed.
Okay, well,
I called a dermatologist, and all he's given her is topical stuff.
Yeah. You know, don't get me started on dermatologists. Don't make my blood pressure go up here first thing in the morning like this. Okay, here's the deal. If you have your gallbladder removed, not a good thing. And you say her stomach or her intestine?
Her stomach, yeah. A large part, it's not all of her stomach. They made her a stomach out of her intestines or something like that.
Okay. My God. All right, here's the deal. She's going to have to focus hardcore on liquid nutrition. Especially when it comes to fat. The skin is very dependent on fatty vitamins and essential fatty acids. Without a gallbladder and with less than an entire stomach and less than an entire intestine, she's going to have some issues around fat absorption. So have her focusing on grinding her fatty foods up and adding essential fatty acids to smoothies. This is a woman who should be using juices, smoothies, and soups primarily. And when she's using making her veggie juices, she should be using them in a Vitamix so she gets her fiber. Grinding up the fiber can also be very helpful for folks who are dealing with gallbladder issues or without a gallbladder. Focus on fats and fat absorption. That means 20,000 international units of vitamin A. That means 400 international units of vitamin E. That means all her minerals. If you don't have a gallbladder, folks, you're not going to be able to absorb your minerals. That means zinc, which may be the most important nutrient of all for the skin. She's going to have issues around zinc absorption. 50 milligrams of zinc will be very helpful. In fact, I'd be using topical zinc right on the psoriatic plaques. You can get zinc oxide cream. If her doctor is putting a steroid cream, probably they're giving her some cortisol-like substance that she can use topically. All that's doing is shutting down the immune system. And it's not doing anything for her health or for the health of her skin. But zinc oxide can sometimes make a difference without having to deal with toxicity or immune system suppression. So smoothies, soups, liquid fats, essential fatty acids in the liquid form, all of her nutrients, if she's supplementing all of her nutrients as best as she can do, should be coming in liquid forms. The Beyond Tangy Tangerine can be this woman's best friend. The OsteoFX can be this woman's best friend. And same with the Z-Radical. There's a really neat powdered multiple vitamin called All-One, which anybody who has digestive health issues should be focusing on, should be using. And then the Z-Radical may also be helpful for her. The polysaccharides in the Z-Radical can be very helpful for skin rashes and skin health issues. And then if she has any kind of digestive problems, those need to be any kind of food allergies or food intolerances. She obviously has digestive problems, but food allergies or food intolerances, those need to be corrected. And I would be running, not walking, running to the phone, calling Youngevity and telling them you want the nightly essence today. 80 billion units. In fact, out of all the things I just told you about, if she just does one thing, she should get on that nightly essence. It can change her life. And I'm not joking with you, friend. 80 billion units a day, at least, minimum. And she should be doing it stat right away. It can make a huge, huge difference. Thank you so much for your call, Charlie in Kentucky. Appreciate it. Moving on, let's see. Lauren in Texas, what is up? Welcome to the Bright Side. Got about a minute.
Hello.
Hello. What's going on?
Oh, good. I have ulcerative colitis, and I want to talk to you about
super easy. Super easy. It's a food issue, largely. So, number one, you got to watch out for foods. Specifically, it's going to be processed foods and sugars. And that means not just fruit, not just sugar, but fruits and bread and pasta. In fact, it's the most important thing you could do with ulcerative colitis in terms of reversing it or healing it or minimizing, mitigating some of the symptoms, is stay away from foods. Notice what foods give you diarrhea or give you loose stools. And those are foods that you need to stay away from. Read Jordan Rubin's book, R-U-B-I-N, Jordan Rubin. I forgot his three or four books. I forgot the names, actually, but all of them are good. He's healed himself from ulcerative colitis. And get yourself on probiotics and fermented foods. Use borscht, miso, tempeh. I would be getting the nightly essence as well, just like we talked about our last caller. Run, don't walk to the phone. Call your Youngevity rep and make sure, tell them you want the nightly essence. You can go to my website, brightsideben.com, or you can call 866-735-2400. Anybody with a digestive health concern, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, whatever, you will notice tremendous benefits from this nightly essence. Call the folks at the Brightside Ben phone team, 855-866-735-2470. Also, zinc can be very helpful for ulcerative colitis, and polysaccharides, long-chain sugars from bone soup, Z-Radical, noni juice, and aloe can also be very, very helpful for ulcerative colitis. Lauren, there's tons more I want to tell you. If you can call back tomorrow, I'll put you up first thing at 855-660-4261. And thanks for your call. Thank you all. Thank you, everybody, for your calls and your letters and Facebooks. I appreciate every last one of you guys. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Tomorrow we'll continue talking about the electrical nature of health and osteoporosis. And I'll tell you about one fun thing that you could do to help build bones. Let's see what else. Head over to my website, brightsideben.com, if you want to purchase any of the Youngevity products you hear us talk about on the program. That's all for now, folks. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. We will talk to y'all later. Bye for now. Okay, bye.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.